Well, I want to thank Gordy for giving me this privilege, actually. Tom and I go back, I think, probably to the days of a thing called Health Pack. I don't know if anyone here in the room has heard of that organization, the Health Policy Advisory Center. I joined that center as its first physician, actually, member and staff person, and then became very interested in setting up a West Coast health pack and discovered Tom was out here and ultimately persuaded him, I hope he believes I did that, to become the West Coast health pack back in the 1970s. Tom earned his bachelor's at Harvard University, went on to do his MD also at Harvard University, at Harvard Medical School, and then an internship on the Harvard service at the old Boston City Hospital, those open-bedded wards. I remember those so well. And after internship, as I understand it, joined the Peace Corps in Costa Rica, and then the CDC, where he was a health services consultant, and then came out to the West Coast here and got his MPH at Berkeley. He was a fellow in community medicine at San Francisco General Hospital, at which time he actually launched his career as a family-oriented physician, although he was trained as an internist, at the South of Market Health Center. Tom, when I wrote him and said, you know, send me your CV so I could say a few things about you, said the most important thing is that he has been a full-time primary care physician really for 32 years of his life. And I think that probably started actually at the Market Street Health Center. It was in 1974 that he indeed became a researcher in the Health Policy Advisory Center. And I just heard earlier that to some degree, you are responsible for Ron Dellums feeling that he should actually author a National Health Service bill in around that year, 74-75. In terms of publications, they are really wide-ranging. One of the first actually goes back to the Health Pack years, where together with Eleanor Blake, he authored Closing the Doors on the Poor, the Dismantling of California's County Hospitals. This was a report of about 130 pages describing that development here in the state of California. And then there are some wonderful titles that I thought you should just know about. There is the article called Reins or Fences, A Physician's View of Cost Containment. Reins, you know, he's not talking about New York, you know, with the storm, right? He's talking about horses or so, different ways in which cost containment can, in fact, be implemented. And then there's that wonderful article that says primary care physicians should be coordinators, not gatekeepers. Again, really an important critique of the managed care movement. Then he has a New England Journal article on transforming practice. And then this wonderful article on health coaching in the teamlet model. Okay, maybe he'll tell us a little bit what that model is. But the most, obscure article, I thought, was Lesson from My Left Foot. And I haven't asked Tom what that article was all about, but I think it's kind of interesting. And then in this year alone, there is Sharing the Care. Again, getting probably to the team notion, sharing the care to improve primary care. And of course, we're all familiar with the sixth edition of Understanding Health Policy that he wrote together with Kevin Grumbach. So it's a real wonderful opportunity for us to hear from somebody who has had this lifetime experience in primary care and has, I think, really articulated many principles by which we should talk about both quality and practice in primary care. Now, I have the privilege, however, to also give Tom a remarkable, remarkable gift here. And that is, you know, of course, we're going back to, you know, the pre, you know, computer age and so forth. We want to give you three books, actually, by Abhidhis Dhanabedian, and they are autographed by him. Just a superb, superb thing that Gordy was able to ask Dhanabedian to do before his death.
And it's worth reading the inscription, each of these.
From wherever I may be, I salute your dedication to addressing quality in healthcare. Abhidhis Dhanabedian, the definition of quality approaches and to quality and approaches to its assessment.
So this is his three-volume masterpiece, yeah.
And is there? With my compliments and best wishes from Abhidhis Dhanabedian, methods and findings of quality assessment and monitoring, and then the criteria and standards of quality. With pride and joy, I salute you. Please, let's put our hands together and welcome.
We want to get a picture of you.